Debbie, I woke you up in the middle of the night, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's no problem.
Oh, my goodness. It's 4:30 out there. Well,
oh, it's no problem.
Well, Debbie is out there for a conference. Thanks so much for being with us. I wanted to chat with you a little bit about the bomb threat that had stalled operations at CATA. Tell us what happened yesterday.
Yes, just about 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, we received a telephone call. It issued a bomb threat to us. We immediately evacuated our CTC in downtown Lansing, and then we also halted all the buses that were inbound to the CTC in their place so that they wouldn't come into the facility. The Lansing Police Department was then called. They came immediately and did a sweep of the building with their bomb squad, their dogs, and found nothing. So we resumed service, and the whole event took about 30 minutes.
All right. That location of your downtown transportation center, that's on Grand Avenue, correct?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
And that's a pretty nice facility, relatively new. So someone just called in and said, we put a bomb in there.
Yep. Like that.
And how long did it take for the police to come in and make sure everything was okay and to get services resumed?
Yeah, it was the whole thing happened in about 30 minutes.
Right. Now, did that cause you to take a look at your main branch over on Trainter?
No, because it was specific to that building.
Okay. And it's a scary situation, isn't it?
Well, they always are, but we take everything very seriously. You never know if it's a serious situation or not, but we always respond as though it is. It is scary. We take our safety of our passengers very, very seriously.
Did you check buses that were located there also?
The buses that were there were sweeped as well. They were removed from the building area as well. Once they were cleared, and then the building was actually sweeped as well.
So when they sweep that, what do they use? Dogs, machines? How does that work?
Yeah, it was dogs that come in and sniff the building to determine whether or not there's any kind of bomb in the building.
In your experience with CATA, has this happened before?
It happened the day before. We had it in the middle of the snowstorm, and that one, the police on top of the situation, it was much shorter. They knew more about the situation at that time, so that one was resolved very quickly. It doesn't happen very often. No, it does not.
So you're saying this happened twice in a week? It happened in the middle of the snowstorm?
Yeah, it happened 2 days in a row. The first situation was a domestic situation. That one was resolved fairly quickly.
Okay. Well, and just to be clear, were there two bomb scares in the same day, and one was the result of a domestic issue, and then the other one was yesterday?
They were not in the same day.
Okay.
No, they were 2 days in a row.
Okay, okay. Mm. Wow, that's really bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I don't know what's motivating them, but we take them very seriously regardless.
All right. Well, we're glad everyone is okay. Before we let you go, tell us about the snowstorm. Did you have any challenges? Did any buses get stuck during the storm? Did you continue bus service? Did you eliminate that? How did that work?
Well, We were up very early in the morning driving the roads. Boy, the road snow removal crews did a fabulous job early in the morning. We were on snow routes for the majority of the day, on almost all routes, first thing on in the morning. As soon as roads got cleared, we were in regular communication with both the City of Lansing and Ingham County Road Commission to find out where the roads that they were clearing were. We did not have many problems at all. We did have just a couple of buses get stuck early in the morning, and that was about it. The drivers did a fabulous, fabulous job of maneuvering those large vehicles through the snow.
So when those buses get stuck, what do you send a tow truck out to pull it out of there?
Yep. Schroyer is our friend. They come out and help us out. The ones that got stuck were in a situation where there was a plow coming and they were trying to get out of the way and got a little bit too far off the side of the road. So,
well, I'd hate to be the driver because you know they're going to get some grief in the lunchroom. All right. Well, Debbie, thanks so much for your time. Brittany and I owe you coffee and pastries. We're going to take care of you when you get back. Go back to sleep. Debbie Alexander is the Deputy Director of CADA. Thanks so much for your time.
Sure. No problem.